morning, Guten Erev Shabbos, learning Shabbi, Schus for Shalem Avram Leib and Miril. Continuing along, the learning should also be L'schus to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Those that need a refuah should have a refuah. The hostages should be returned safely.
Amen.
The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil.
Very soon.
They should all be home for the Seder.
Amen. Way before.
So moving along from the hardened chametz to inedible chametz, so the Gemara in the third chapter of Maseches Pesachim tells us the famous halacha regarding Pesach, that if chametz was formed as chametz, but then it's spoiled, so if it's spoiled for man and for the dog, then it's permissible for it to remain in your house over Pesach. But if it's just spoiled for man, but it's still edible for the dog, you hear now the advertisements, they're trying to feed the dogs the radio, they're trying to give them the fancy food. But anyway, so the Gemara says that if it's still edible for the dog, It is considered chametz on Pesach because, as we explained in the previous days, because it originally was formed into chametz and then it became spoiled, it would be an issue on Pesach, a biblical issue. So the commentaries are rather puzzled. As we mentioned, the Magen Avraham in chapter 4:42 quotes from the Ran and says, "Why is Pesach different than all other foods?" Maybe we should add this to the four questions. Why is chametz different than all other prohibitions, where all other prohibitions, as soon as it's no longer edible for human consumption, it leaves the prohibited state? Why is chametz different? So the Ran and the Magen Avraham quotes him in 4:42, says something very fascinating. He says, because the Torah prohibits yeast, which in its natural state is oftentimes, in its raw state, is not edible for human consumption. So we see that the Torah is setting the tone that taste is not necessarily the main factor over here. And as long as something has been leavened or can create leavening, even if it's not edible for man, it's still biblically prohibited. We'll continue discussing this in the coming days. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.
11:40.